Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, and how are you? I want to sit and introduce my guests. Not really, they're actually my co-hosts, but, you know, we can play a little game tonight, right, guys? We got Dee with us, and April's in the house, too. But she ain't saying nothing. Hello.
I'm here.
Hello.
There you go. I was like, I just took it granted, since you're in there with the switchboard and the chat room, I just thought you'd kick on yourself, so I guess you did. I just go, okay, what happened to her? Hello.
I'm keeping you posted. You should be reading my Skype posting. I'm letting you know whenever I'm here and what I'm doing.
No problem. Okay, I wanted to go on the situation and say, hey, you know, give us a couple announcements out here and get some going on. And a word from our sponsor is it's Richard Palanga. Backstable has a website called DivineBodyWash.com, and go check out his products. They're all natural. They're all spiritual. That is at www.DivineBodyWash.com. And for our callers and listeners, he's saying if you donate $25, he will give you a bottle of this body wash. And also if you donate $35 or more, he'll also give you a bottle of body mist. both. So check that out as soon as possible. Please get those donations in as possible so we can actually make a payment this month. And actually go from 2 hours to a 3-hour show, at least Friday and Saturday, so we can give everybody a chance to get on the air, because it's been getting really busy and that kind of stuff. And as we coast into those summer months, it's going to get even busier. It's getting busy now, so therefore we want to take our show to a 2-hour format, to a 3-hour format, to give you enough time to get in there. So send those donations in as soon as possible. Just go to my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com, and there's a donation button. Just hit that button, $25 or $35. Give us your information, and we'll get those bottles of body wash and body mist to you as soon as possible. And for all the donations, thank you. And you can either go to the website and fill out the contact information, which I'll get that very quickly too, or you can call us at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835. Also, the situation, what were they going to go through here? Oh, it's the Ideal Hemi Sync CDs. Check those CDs out. Go to www.hemi-sync.com. They're great technology. I think it really describes itself if you go to the website and check it out. They have CDs. They also have DVDs, too. For Chakra Journey, that was a good one, too. I like that one. So check that one out. That's really good. It's got 7 tracks for your chakras, and it has an 8th track for grounding and ascension, you know. Ascension is the ideal of grounding and centering yourself. So check that out, too. And we also have another company called BrainSync, which is actually some of the little CDs, but they're really good, really great. And they cover about anything you can think of. So go check out that one, too, at www.brainsync.com. And if you're looking to actually reduce your cell phone bills, because mine was like $150 a month, now it's only $45, and you're probably trying to figure out how that happened. It was simply going to a company called StraightTalk.com and actually checking out the phones and that kind of stuff. Saw a nice phone. Yes, you have to buy the phones, but the plan itself is only $45 every month. No more, no less, $45, unlimited everything. Phone minutes, texting, and internet. So all right there, $45 a month. So if you want to reduce your bills, check out Straight Talk. It's straighttalk.com. So also, Dee, you're here today and here tonight. You have some jewelry and you do readings too. So give them the information so I can contact you too as well.
Okay. My phone number is 207-374-5072. Email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. For Yahoo Messenger, it's fairyinthemoonlight@yahoo.com, F-A-E-R-Y, it's spelled. And for MSN, it's spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. For a phone reading of an hour, it would be about $60 donation. Everything I do is for donations. I'll work with you within your budget if you know, so don't worry about my suggested donations. You know, if you have a problem and you say, I really want a reading, but that's too much, just contact me. We'll work something out. $20 is a suggested donation for an email reading, $20, $25, somewhere in there for MSN or Yahoo Messenger. If you're interested in jewelry, I make jewelry using sewing silver pendants or stone pendants. I use Good Hill Tribe silver handmade in Thailand by the Hill Tribes people, along with stone beads. I use turquoise, amethyst, moss agate, you name it. And if you have something special in mind, just contact me and we can work something out for custom design. I'm getting into making chakra jewelry, so if you have an interest there, just let me know. And contact me now at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com if you'd like some pictures of what I do. I don't have a website up yet. And I think that's about it. Unless I missed something. I don't know. My brain's here somewhere after being on listening to Marcus's show.
Oh, okay, no problem. Let's see. April, do you want to give them your information, too, how they can contact you? Not just that you have healing and readings and stuff you do, but you also have some stones that you also have, too, to go with those healing and how would you call those sessions that you have right there? You have some stones and crystals that you're also they can purchase, too, to go along with those sessions that you do, right?
Yeah, the stones are coming soon, but right now I do healing, spell casting, and tarot card reading. And you can reach me on Skype at ultraviolet0007. And I do have a website in progress, and that's aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. Or you can call me at
919-600-1904. There you go. So let's get on the show. I think we got some callers in queue, too, as well. So we were sitting there going over the whole thing about some certain things.
Yahoo!
Let's see. I was sitting going over some stuff myself. It's like there's, I think some of these prayers are pretty good, so we'll just start off with the whole thing about, you know, the idea of blessing the show itself and saying, hey, angels surround us, and only allow people to come in that really need some help. The ideal, those things back and forth, back and forth. The one I was sitting looking at, if you have a person or a situation you're looking at, and just before you go to bed, to get some clarity, just sit there and say this prayer. Archangel Michael, please enter my dreams and replace fear with faith and trust. Let me be filled with strength, courage, and confidence. Also, upon waking, say, Archangel Raphael, thank you for healing and guiding all my relationships upon the path of love. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you. So I was looking at that one, and I just felt like it was put some in-depth just trying to figure out what I'm going to try to say. But sometimes it's simply finding the right prayer for the right healing to clear the mind and to clear the thinking to make better choices for a better life. So keep that in mind as we go through the show. All right, I'm trying to... Okay, I did that wrong. Oh, my gosh, I hit the wrong button again. Don't you love that one? Let's try this one more time.
Woo-hoo.
So, let's see. Sometimes you just want to scream. All right.
Yeah.
So you got to scream or something, D? All right, we got the right one that time. Jeez.
Oh, I can scream plenty today.
Uh-huh. Today's my birthday. It's just Barbara Benz.
I'm screaming while I throw my computer out the window.
What's that?
I said I'll scream while I throw my computer out the window.
Okay, well, if you know something, you got to watch that computer thing thrown out the window. You might kill somebody, and then we won't see you for the rest until you get out in 6 months. So, it's good. No, there was
the window I tore it out of, there's nobody close enough to hit.
Right. That's good. No, I was going to say, there's somebody in the chat room.
It's all messed up, it's unreal.
Is it? I was going to say, there's somebody in the chat room. Who has a birthday today?
And
her name is
Baby. All right, Dan. Another Aries.
All right, let's go to area code 678. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Good evening, sir. How are you doing? Good to talk to you again.
What's your name?
My name?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, sir. My name is Craig.
Yes.
Your name is what?
Craig.
Craig, okay, sorry.
No problem.
I was just trying to pick something up, sorry.
No problem.
So how can we help you today?
Yes, I have a big decision to make. I have a car right now that I got back in August, and it's been good to me, but it's also been very bad because I got a lot of tickets because it's a really fast car, and it's been having a time of getting adjusted to it, and I've got a lot of tickets, and
mm-hmm.
I got it to pray. It's not thinking about trading it in. But I want to trade it in for an SUV. I like this SUV, but it has a lot of miles on it. And I just need a spirit guide to kind of guide me in my decision.
So you're thinking, okay. Well, thanks. Well, the first thing I picked up on was the idea that you should get rid of it. And you should definitely move on, and you should definitely follow through with what you want to do. What was the one thing that was keeping you from moving forward?
The miles. on the truck is like high, but it's a nice. It's the truck that I've been looking for months, but it has like 80,000 miles.
Right. Yeah, that could be a problem too in itself. But I don't know. You get the impression it's all good.
Yes.
It's just one of those things. I mean, the one thing I keep saying all the time, to follow through. Yeah, follow through and actually listen to yourself as you're going through this process too. But I understand the mileage thing can be a problem, but when you sit there and look at the situation, I get the impression it's really good.
Okay. Because the way things happen, I got it appraised, the car that I'm riding right now got appraised more than what I thought it was going to be. So that was the first indication that this is going to be a good thing, because it's...
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting like pocket change for other places, but this place is willing to give me exceedingly more than what I expected. So I got a bit of cold feet yesterday because I'm like, I'm going to just sit and think things through over the weekend, see if this is an investment I want to make. So
Your spirit guide says go for it. I see you finding the papers and driving it off the lot.
Okay. All right.
It's one of those challenges to walk off into the freaking unknown and see what happens.
I guess. Are there any other mentions?
I don't know, but I had this one car that was, it had a lot of mileage on it, but that sucker lasted me for like 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't stop running. It was like, I had some trouble when I was in Upper Ohio, and by the time I got out of the situation, the car was gone. So it wasn't because it stopped running on me, it was because someone took it.
Wow.
must have been some kind of value in that car. It was a 77 Fairmount.
Oh.
And that car was kind of wild because it actually ran better when it didn't have hardly any water or any oil in it. It always ran weird when you put oil and water in it. And I was like, this is kind of baffling to me. Yeah, because we started hearing some weird noises. So I started using a little bit of it. But besides that, everybody told me the same thing too. You can hear I forget what they call it, the lifters. You hear the lifters. And the guy said, oh, that car already got out. I could rent it for another 2 years.
I'm hearing a lot of feedback.
I know. Why? That is weird. We're about not working? Oh, well. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, with the situation with what April is picking up on, I'm going to go through with it, too.
Right.
What's that? Are you there?
I'm here.
I'm just saying what April said, I would definitely follow through with this.
Oh, I definitely am. I'm definitely going to follow through on it.
Excuse me.
Not are there any other messages for me?
Yes, I do. It says start listening to yourself and stop feeding into fear.
What? I'm lost here. Go for it. Enjoy your SUV.
I could hear the hesitation in his voice still. It's like, I wasn't the only one who heard it either. So it's like the spirit guide angels are going, you just need to understand that when you follow through with these things, they actually work out better than you think. Don't feed into the worldly way and say, okay, $80,000, 80,000 miles is a bad thing. But that's also a human perception on things too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've asked you, we all have the stories, right? Guy runs out of gas. He prays to the angels, could you get me to a gas station so I could drive my car to the gas station? And all of a sudden, he gets a half a tank in his tank. I mean, how can you dismiss those things?
Exactly.
So they're saying, you know the stories, you've heard them, you probably even experienced some things yourself, and they're saying, why are you still doing that?
Okay. Well, I'm going to follow through and I'm going to take the risk. Sometimes you got to take challenges in life and risk in life. And
exactly. You might, and I always look at this thing, too. I had a friend of mine ran a car. She said, you know, it was like a lot of mileage on it, too, and just ran it and ran it. And then she actually, the car died in front of someone's house, where she ended up buying another car from that person.
Wow.
So you look at the situation, and sometimes things fall into place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And also get the impression you should not let anybody drive your car anymore.
Well, that's not going to happen. Well, I've never been the one to let people drive my car, period, so that's going to continue.
Okay.
That's going to continue. Oh, wow.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, April. Do you get an impression of what his spirit guide's name is?
I was just getting images. I'm not good with names.
Okay, well, tell me what you picked up with his spirit guide and how he dances.
Oh, God. I've never seen anything like this before, but the spirit guide is dancing like Steve Harvey.
there's a connection there somewhere on something on the low down about you. So that was interesting. But I would sit there and look at that as a victory dance, you know.
Mhm.
So it's definitely another confirmation of saying, okay, do it, man.
Okay.
Steve Harvey, huh? That was. I know,
yeah.
Steve Harvey. He's a wild guy. It's amazing how I was sitting there watching him. I didn't realize how old he was. He's like in his 50s.
Wow, I didn't know he was that old.
Yeah, I didn't either. I mean, it's about as bad as when, what's his name, passed away. Well, shoot. He had a series on television. Huh?
Bernie Mac?
Say it one more time.
Bernie Mac?
Yeah. Yeah, Bernie. That guy, I was sitting laughing my butt off every time. Just watching his eye. Just watching his eyes bug out, you know?
You said I look like him. But my girlfriend thinks I look just like him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so every joke that I tell, she calls me. Look, if I tell a joke, she refers to me as, there you go, Bernie, there you go. I'm like, okay.
He looks like Bernie, and his spirit guide dances like Steve Harvey.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I've sit there and seen a lot of things happen, and just got to keep going forward, you know?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
How could you go wrong with that kind of support, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like losing it, but hey, you know?
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you all tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. We really appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You ever get a chance to sit down and do a private reading? I'd love to do one, especially a past life reading.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, keep us posted on how the car runs.
Oh, I'll call you guys back next week and tell you how it's going.
Yeah, please get us on tour with that, too.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. No problem. You have a great night. Thank you.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. D. We must have lost D. Oh, there she is. So how's those chips?
Well, I'm here. I am here.
I was sitting there focusing on D, and I got this image of lemon cookies. It's like the women sandwich cookies. Let's see. Oh, we have someone in the queue. I want to sit here and say, everybody, welcome. If you just tuned in, this is I'm Psychic Extra, and your host. And April co-hosting and Dee's co-hosting. And this is our show called Psychic Extraordinary Spiritual Link here on Blog Talk Radio. And actually, a spiritual, what do we call it? Psychic Extraordinary Spiritual Link Talk Radio. here on Talk, here on Block Talk Radio. It's now 8:24 p.m. Mountain Time, and it's April. No, it's not April yet. It's May 25th, 2012. We got plenty of time. And if you guys want to give a call in here at 646-721-9031, I guarantee we'll answer your questions for you. So come on, give us a call. Just make this a really enjoyable show. I'm busy, busy, busy. Also, with our sponsor, Richard Palanga, who actually has a website called DivineBodyWash.com, which I recommend you check it out and check out his great products. He's also, for our listeners and for the people calling in, he's also offering you, if you donate $25, he will give you a bottle of his body wash. And also, if you donate $35 or more, he will also donate. No, he won't donate. He'll give you also a bottle of body mist. So check that out. And if you there's something you want to jump into, then do it. Go to www.psychicxjourneyman.com, push the donation button, go to the contact page, give us your information, we'll get that product to you. At least, then I'll try to get you in 2 days, at least. And then also, if you want to sponsor the show, it's a simple $40 fee monthly. For $40, you can have you and your product promoted and sponsored on this show and get you some exposure, get some more clients, that kind of thing. Work really well for you. So if you also want to advertise, just advertise for the show. It's the same thing, $40 flat fee. So check those things out, too. If you want to give any more details about all the other things we do, too, private readings and that kind of stuff, just give us a call at 740-500-8863. Let's go on to our next call, which is actually area code 720. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Donnie?
I'm doing good. And
can you hear me?
Who are you? You know me.
This is Ibitas.
This is who?
Ibitas. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, it's, for some reason I got a
Ibitas.
Little... Okay. Man, I swear it's getting crazy with all these freaking
my
texts coming.
My question is, I've been divorced.
I've been
divorced for about 2 years, and I've been divorced for about 3.5 years, and I have a question about my future love life.
Okay. So, yeah, tell me one more time, what was your first name? Because it sounded extorted for some reason. Did you hear me? Hello? Oh, this is great. Hello? We lost you. Okay, let's try this again. We'll go boomy, and then we'll go up.
That sounds like a song,
hello.
Too.
Huh? Oh, sir, hello?
You sound like the music you were humming, soft shoe. I don't mind.
Oh, okay. No, area code 720. For some reason, I can't hear.
Though.
Well, she's still on a queue.
What I did was
I clicked on her mic and then clicked on hold and went back and clicked it back on. And for some reason, it's not working. Eric, callers, what's her name again?
I couldn't catch it either.
How about you, April? Did you catch me?
I got the rest of it. She's been divorced for 2 years.
Like, whenever you started talking, she would talk over you, and that's why I couldn't hear her name.
Okay, no problem, guys. Let's clear it up here, and let me put her back on hold, and maybe she hit the mute button or something. Every once in a while, you can do that on the phones. Make it so easy to do that. Area code 973. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Say hello to April and Dee. And what's your name?
I am Tara.
Hi.
And hi, and I am the birthday girl.
Oh, baby Vince.
Yes. Happy birthday to a fellow Aries.
Thank you.
All right.
Happy birthday to you
happy
as well.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So you say your name was Carla?
She's Tara.
Tara.
Tara. Okay, so for, oh, my gosh, my I got smacked in the head, I think. Anyway, so how can we help you tonight?
I was just calling for a little birthday reading, kind of see what's going on, where things are going. It's a little open-ended.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. So, I've seen you in the chat before, but haven't seen you recently, I guess?
Yeah, I pop in and out sometimes when I have a chance.
You pop in and out from time to time?
Yeah, sometimes I'm not, you know, able to get on here, so, you know, I just try to, I try to come in here as much as I can, so.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy listening to the show.
Okay, no problem. I was going to say, was there something we did or we wasn't doing or whatever? Give us some insight.
Oh, no, not at all.
I will, yeah. Okay, no problem. You know, I get the impression, too, that you know, it seems like this year is one of those years that you're actually working on a lot of things, and it seems like trust is one of them.
Sounds about right.
Okay. So we look at the situation, we look at the trust factor. What's going on there?
You just kind of broke up. I couldn't really hear you.
Okay. No problem. I said there's this trust issue. I was just saying,
yeah.
Could you give us a little insights on that?
I really just have a hard time to, trust myself sometimes and others. It falls over into that. I've been disappointed before. So it takes a real lot for me to be able to, you know, be 100% sure about a situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get a lot of specials on this one because you get a lot of information that comes across about you need, because it's talking about new beginnings. And the only way you can get really, get an intense new beginning, which is, I just get the impression it's all going to be happening right now. And it's just the idea of letting go because in the process of having a hard time actually trusting people and trusting the situation and trusting yourself, it's because of the things that you're still hanging on to. Because they say new beginnings, overcoming difficulties, the worst is behind you. That's Archangel Jeremiah. And actually, that's kind of funny, too. I love these cards because the cards are basically saying new beginnings, overcoming difficulties, and freedom.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so it says definitely let go of those past experiences and start looking at people for what they are. Because realistically, what you're going to do is, because when you think too much, you're not listening to yourself, and you're not listening to your guides and your angels. They're sort of, okay, we're coming through you, and we're going to say, okay, this guy, no. I went to look at an apartment last week. I walk in the place, and I start looking, and I said, well, I'll go look at the kitchen. And a voice came to me and said, this is not it. And I said, well, I just want to look at the kitchen. And they go, why? Don't sit there and try to find things so you can actually get this apartment. So this is not the one. Move on. I said, okay. No problem. And as I came out of the apartment, I started noticing things around it in the environment. Right across, they've got a little sidewalk, and there's a building right across the sidewalk. And this guy had some kind of animal, some kind of huge animal, a vertebrae, in his freaking flower bed. I'm sitting there going, okay, it's time to go. You know.
Wow.
And there was just certain, there was another thing. It was also like a steer's head. You ever seen those ones where you see them like in gargoyle movies? They got the steer head and kind of the. I'm sitting going. I'm starting to see a pattern here, and it kind of hit me then that it was time to go back down. And as I was heading back down the sidewalk, I saw the guy that I actually asked for how to find the place. And I said, "Hey man, thanks." And he went around, and the guy didn't even acknowledge me. So I was sitting going, "Okay, this can't be it," because I just figured it had to be a situation where it would be positive people, positive friends, just a positive situation, and I just didn't feel it that way.
Right.
So when we look at the cards, we're going to do a three-card pyramid here real quick. And the first three cards are new beginnings, overcoming difficulties, and freedom. And then we put the second layer down, which is harmony, which is actually touching new beginnings and overcoming difficulties. So you're definitely getting a strong message that you need to let go of the past. And then, in the process of manifesting the things you want, that's when we get the manifestation card. Okay, now what they're saying is you should do is you should definitely work with your guardian angels, especially when it comes to relationships. That's why I keep getting with that one.
Okay.
And actually, I was going to read that earlier, too, which I might as well go ahead and do it now. It's a prayer I have in my journal that says romance angels are helping you right now. And because we feel like there's a lot of things coming in, not just the idea of love itself, but the idea of love of life. So it's almost like you're looking for a change in your life and career, business, and relationships. So people don't realize that sometimes in situations of soulmates, there's many soulmates, okay, which is the idea of the people we work with, the neighborhoods, and the people we are with, and as in our
okay.
significant other. Okay, so this one here says, dear guardian angels of my soulmates, thank you for preparing my soulmate and me for love, for giving us the motivation to make helpful life changes, and for arranging for us to meet. Thank you for helping us recognize each other and have the courage to say hello, so that we can eventually devolve into a truly intimate relationship. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But also in the process of making these changes in your life this year, you should also use this one here too, where it says, dear Archangel Raphael, thank you for healing and guiding all my relationships upon the path of love. So therefore, everybody sees who you are, sees what you're all about, and there's no question about it. But also in the same token, it also enables you to do the same. Okay, and there's another one I recommended for a lady last night to do. Just before going to bed, say this one, Archangel Michael, please enter my dreams and replace fear with faith and trust. Let me be filled with strength, courage, and confidence. So there's for tomorrow, you're going to be walking very strongly through whatever happens tomorrow. Surmount any kind of challenges and realize it's just simply, sometimes when you look at a brick wall and you go walking up on it, you'll find out it was an illusion the whole time. So it wasn't the idea, how can I get over it, or around it, or under it. It's the idea of realizing it doesn't exist and go through it. Just face your fears.
Got it. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the final card was guardian angels. So that's what I was saying. Work with your guardian angels. They're really, it means almost like you get the idea. Have you ever seen the people that are sitting there in the crowd, they're wanting to ask a question, and they have their hands up, and that's why I keep seeing your angels going, hey, hello. I got a message for you. So I also put down another couple additional cards where it talks about truth and integrity. When you stay true to yourself and you have integrity for yourself, you start really understanding what's coming to you. So therefore, you listen to your angels. And then you start seeing more messages, which then you start realizing the messages are always there, but you're just now noticing it more. And they're making it very vivid. And then the next card was emerging. And it also says you have a very strong bond with children, too.
Okay.
Even the ideal of that could actually be an additional career for you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting.
Getting the insights to children and say, hey, I know what's up with you. And they listen. And they listen to you, too. So
that's
April.
True.
That's true? Yeah, I know. So April or D... If you have any other information you want to give the birthday girl, go right ahead.
No, I don't. At the moment,
okay.
Anyway.
All right. April?
I messaged you on Skype what I was getting, and I was asking if you agreed with me.
Okay, hold on. Okay. No, I agree with what you're saying. She's saying something from your past. It has a tendency to put you in a situation where you don't trust people. And I think that with your guardian angels, it'd be a nice trip back down memory lane to see that, go back to that one point and actually pull it out and say, okay, let's take a look at it differently now. When I sit there and look at it, I see it as in, I guess it would be one of the situations of realizing that you're not normal. Not in the sense of, how do we put this? It's like, my mom used to such and say the same thing to me, and say, you know, why can't you just act normal and do certain things in your life? When I started realizing that abnormal meant I was just different.
Oh.
And that's okay. Okay? And you have a tendency, and you also have a tendency that when in the process of, I don't know if you've had trouble before with readers who can't read you because of you having being so defensive and having a wall up. but that's also a thing I've seen too. But one thing that me and April do, I agree with everything she said. I'm just saying that when it comes to love angels and working with you and a relationship coming in, there's definitely a confirmation from both of us saying that we both definitely see the love angels around you. I was actually looking at this other card too, where it talks about moon cycles. It also talks about hearts abound, but it's also showing there's also other hearts that you're hanging on to help you understand that there's a lot of people you still love, and it's okay. Because we always hear this one where people say, well, I don't love that person anymore. And I just want to look them in the face and say, you are so full of it. Because you think, that's what society tells you, that when once you're done with the relationship, you don't love them anymore. And we got this craziness out there where we got fighting and people and the drama, and they just want to hurt each other. When it's simply imperfection within themselves. Like I was telling, we had this last week, when I started talking about, if you sit there and watch two people get mad at each other and are fighting with each other, and you think they don't hate each other. No, you think they hate each other. That's because the truth is they hate themselves. And they're each reflecting it back and forth to each other. And okay. it's pushing them apart. So what you do is you learn from the reflections that come to you and cross your path and say, okay, let's step back for a minute and ask ourselves, what does this reflect back to me about myself? Because this person is crossing my path. So it's definitely teaching me something. What is it? And when you do those things, you start realizing that you can still see things within people as in the good, but you can also see where they're at. And if you want to have that a part of your life and you want to allow them to be a part of you, you don't have to. And it doesn't make you any less of a less loving person if you do or you don't. It's just a decision, and it's also an assessment of where they're at. Because if you made a decision, I want to be happy, I want to change, I want to trust people, and then you have a person in your midst who doesn't, just look at the situation and say, okay, I guess I got some things I still need to work on, but I'm still attracting people who don't trust themselves. So somewhere along the line, I still got to go a little bit deeper inside myself to also find that too. And just look at it just like that and say, okay, that person crossed my path for that reason. It's done. It's over with. Let it go.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I feel like there's some people that cross your path all the time that have a tendency to just remind you of where you've been. And also to point out that people who trust you is pointing out that you can trust yourself too. So you're going to start seeing a lot of different things happening here in the next couple of months. How these overcome these difficulties. One thing is you're going to attract a different type of person, but at the same time, you're also going to sit there and do like I've been doing. When you have a problem, the solutions seem to come to you a whole lot easier.
Right. Okay.
So that's a good positive year. You know, it's one of those things of looking at your age and say, okay, I know how long I've been here, and how old do I really feel? What do I feel? You know, it's like one of those things of looking at those old things and just honoring yourself. Because you're working on some things, too. And we were talking to someone last night, too, in the same format. And I was looking at this, I had this outline. Plus, it was also some positive affirmations where it talks about all I have to do is to use the power of my thoughts to create that which I desire. So it's the idea of looking at things, letting things go. Like I bless with love all of the experiences I had in 2011, and look forward to all the blessings to come in 2012. And so it is.
Okay.
I am supported. I am in support of everything in my life, which turns around and supports me. I'm looking for, what was this one? I have that list. If you're looking for a soulmate, here's a prayer for you for manifesting your soulmate, twin flame. It says, God and all that is, in this moment I am grateful for the healing of my heart of everything that would stop me from attracting my soulmate, twin flame. In this moment I remember that my perfect right partner is magnetizing to me, and my only job is to rest in perfect awareness that my soulmate twin flame's heart is already joined with mine as I savor the waiting. And so it is.
Okay.
I was was looking for that list because we were going over that yesterday. I found it so spooky yesterday. It drives me crazy when you sit there and go, okay, I knew it's right here. Oh, here it is. Okay, the list of things to do. So the first thing you do is you say to yourself right now, doesn't matter if you believe it or not, you just sit there and say to yourself, do you love yourself? And you say yes. And, okay? Just work with me on this, okay? Just say yes.
Yes.
It says stop all criticism. It means anything. If you catch yourself saying I was stupid for doing that, you're criticizing yourself. So you stop and say, nope, I did the best I could with what I knew at the time. Okay?
Okay.
You forgive. So then you forgive yourself for doing it. And then you start to the point of making a pledge to yourself, I'm not going to scare myself anymore. That means falling into the trap of saying, okay, will I make my rent this week? Things like that. Those things are, you know, when they start getting that, like when you start getting that freaking feeling in your stomach, it's
right.
Pulling you into, it's pulling you a place where you don't want to be at, okay?
Yeah.
And then you sit there and look at, then you sit there and say, okay, I'm going to be gentle and kind and patient with myself. And, you know, as things come along, we're going to work on that. And then be kind to your mind. And being kind to your mind is like that little voice inside you is to not let yourself be pulled into what people say. It's the idea of taking it in, using and assessing what they've said to see if you believe it's true or not. Not just assume that they're telling you the truth. Okay, so be kind to your mind. And then always praise yourself. Always. Support yourself. And then be loving to your negatives. I mean, every time you say anything negative, you sit there and you love it, which means you turn it into a positive affirmation. And then the next, and then always remember to find, I don't care what it is, what you do, walking, you know, any kind of activity you can do for 20 minutes is take care of your body, okay?
Okay.
And then you do mirror work. Simply just look in the mirror and ask yourself, do you love yourself unconditionally? If you find anything in that mirror that you don't like, that means you don't love yourself unconditionally. So take it back and go, okay, ask yourself one more time, do you love you? That means the essence of who you are, not your body, but you. Because once you get that image in your mind of realizing the essence of who you are, you usually see a nice picture of what you should look like. And that will also give you the insights. If you want to change your outer appearance, that you have a good pattern to go with. Because a lot of people try to go, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. But they focus on the 50 pounds.
Right.
Well, if you keep focusing on the 50 pounds, it's not going to go anywhere, really. Or if it is going to be difficult, what you do is you focus and say, okay, if I lost 50 pounds, how much would I weigh? And that's what you want to focus on, where you want to be at. And then it says, love yourself, do it now. And also, don't make this a chore. Love, you know, find ways to have fun with it. All right?
Okay. It sounds definitely. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
So do it. Do it and do it now. Because it's one of those things that, you know, when you have a situation that says, okay, I think I should be making some changes. When those realizations happen, those are the times you make the decisions. You don't
right.
wait until, well, wait, next week. And you get mad at yourself going, I should have done this last week. Yeah, well, since you knew that, don't make the same mistake again and say, okay, this time we're going to listen to our guidance. When it right away comes through, and we're going to follow through with it just then and there, okay?
Okay.
All right. And you check back with us and tell how things are going. I don't know if I ever offered this to you before, that I've done a past life reading or not.
Yes, you have talked to me about doing that before.
Mhm.
It scares me a little bit. I've had one before, but hopefully soon, one day, I'll be able to do it again.
No problem. We're just suggesting to people, we want everybody to get in and take advantage of what we're doing this month with our listeners and our callers calling in. When you can still get a 60-minute session for $33.
Okay.
Boy, when you change altitudes, there's a lot of changes to be done, I'm telling you. So don't make life a chore. We can actually see your life on an incline. So, you know, try to look at the situation and change your perception, okay? Everything's smooth. Everything's possible. Everything's possible. Why? Because everything's possible. That's what it's all about, okay?
Okay.
And if you have any more problems of thinking you're going up an incline, give us a call and we'll knock it down to a nice level plus or for you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Something I've been working on on my own for a while. And no, I think I'm making progress in a lot of things that you mentioned today. Something that I have been working on, so I definitely can really understand it. Just making sure that, you know, I'm heading in the right direction.
Okay.
So I definitely appreciate that.
Okay. Well, thank you, and I appreciate it. And what was I going to say? April is informing me that somebody named Debbie in the chat says she will donate a free, is that MAC lipstick?
Yeah.
Yes, it's like really high-end lipstick. Usually it's like $20, $30 per lipstick.
Yeah.
And she's saying she says she will donate free MAC lipstick to anyone who donates to the show. So we're going to put that out there to everybody and say, hello, Debbie in chat. Too bad Debbie couldn't call in and give us a little insights on this thing. And also, so we could actually talk to her too as well. My head is like, I don't know why. I need some fluids. Anyway, thank you for calling. And if you have any more, do you have another question you'd like to ask us before you go?
Actually, one more question, if possible. I was presented with an opportunity to change careers last week. And at first I was excited about it because I really wanted to leave where I was. It's a completely different situation, a completely different career that of where I am now. And then I started to have some doubts about it. So I just wanted to know if I'm kind of heading in the right direction by now, like declining what I was proposed with last week.
Well, the impression I get, like I said before, the one card keeps coming the most for you is overcoming difficulties. And also, yes, you are proceeding in the right direction. So just keep going and do not let certain kind of fears pop up to make you doubt what you're doing, okay? Because it's like all these things are divinely guided and you keep going. But every once in a while you have a little thought pops through when you're second-guessing yourself. But always remember, second-guessing yourself is always the ego coming in to sit there and say, you know, you sure you want to do this? Anytime you hear any kind of thought that comes through that makes you doubt what you're doing, is second-guessing yourself, and that's ego. The first thing that comes through is usually that I've all seen every time I've ever done it. That's divine guidance.
Okay.
Okay.
Understood.
Well, you have a fantastic week, and when you get a time and chance and financially ready to go, let's sit down and do a nice little session and see what happens, because I feel like that there are some things that we need to track back in past life experiences that might actually help you let go of some other things that you're hanging on to as well.
Okay. I agree. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Great. Thank you.
And you have a fantastic night, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. Let's see. I was saying, okay. All right. So we got some callers in the queue. I'm going to get you. So stay right where you're at. We'll be right back from this with my sponsors. Our sponsor is Richard Paul.
Debbie's in the queue.
I know she's in the... What number is she?
She's next. She said she wants to help donate MAC lipsticks.
Oh, I understand that. All I was going to do is say give a hearty shout to Richard Pelagia and his website named DivineBodyWash.com. He has some great products, body washes, and all kinds of stuff. Go check it out. You'll see what I'm saying. It's great, fantastic products. And he's also telling everybody, too, if you donate $25, he'll give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he'll give you a full-in body mist, too, as well. So check it out. Richard Pelagia, his website is www.divinebodywash.com. Thank you. And Debbie's in the chat. In the queue. Is what you're saying? Hello?
Yes, she's next.
I know she's next. I have to know what number she is.
Area code 502.
Gotcha.
Hi,
okay,
guys.
Debbie, how are you?
Good. And how are you guys?
I'm thinking right now because right now...
Fine.
I just got a reply from Rock Talk Radio said that the credit card I was using, because I was waiting for the money to come in, which hasn't acted. And so we, God, I keep losing my voice. I sit there and it was like one of those things, you ever forget to do something like contact your sponsors? Anyway, so it was kind of a crazy thing, but I really appreciate your donations and help us out. So what you're saying is,
I actually work for Mac at my country, and so I have, you know, extra products here that I like to donate to you guys. So whatever, give a donation to the blog, to your guys' blog, and you guys can send that to gift. So, so I think it can help a little bit. Somehow.
Okay, but, so what you're saying, if they donate to the show, you'll give them lipstick.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll
no, I'm just trying to.
If you donate to the show. If you donate to the show, you'll look better, something like that. But anyway,
okay.
I wonder if you see, can you channel, right? And I wonder if you can see if I'm expecting. I just found out I was pregnant by early pregnancy test, so I still didn't want to do doctor or anything, but I wonder if you can, you know, ask some message to the angels, asking, you know, what if I'm expecting a boy or girl or twins or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Expecting
babies.
Okay. All right. Whew. So you wonder if you're expecting and what, right?
And what kind of, yeah. I mean, I had the positive pregnancy test today, so, you know, so I wonder if you see if it's a boy or girl, stuff like that.
Okay, so you know you're expecting, and I keep getting the point that it's not the ideal, it's a boy or girl, it's the ideal. We're talking about multiple, and the twins. I mean, the way it comes to me, it's a possibility where I keep getting the impression two girls, and it might even be three. Okay. No. I was just saying. That's what I get. Anybody else want to throw anything in there?
Well, my first impression was a boy, and then when you said multiple, I also thought boy and girl, so.
Wow. Yeah.
I think it's the fluctuation. I keep getting.
I kept getting in the beginning, I just kept getting boy.
Yeah. I had a dream last night with a boy, actually.
Are you focusing on anything right now? Like you? How will you put this? Is there any kind of focus on reading or a book? You there?
Yes, I am. I wonder. You guys can see because you know I did those pregnancy test by pharmacy. Tomorrow I'm going to call the doctor to confirm, but did you guys see like if he's right? Because I heard that sometimes it's fake, you know, sometimes they don't. Sometimes it's a false positive or something like that, so.
On names?
I wonder if you can see if it's if he's right, if I'm really pregnant.
Well, when you start, the very first thing I can pick you up is yes, and I keep still getting yes that you are.
Yeah, but you see girl, right? And she see boy.
Mhm. But I was also seeing it could be twins or triplets. So it could be a boy and a girl. Because I've seen two girls and a boy.
That would be my impression. That she's having one of each.
And then we were sitting there focusing and picking up on a book. Like maybe you were focusing on something else or even thinking about getting maybe a book on names or just a book on what's going on.
Okay.
Or maybe she's picking up on me because I got a book from this Miramont Castle up here where I live at. It's a tourist spot. It's a big old castle up here. And there's a lady named Margaret Johnson who wrote a book called Calling All Children, The Seven Magical Tooth Fairies. And actually what it is at least one of the chapters is about one of these magical tooth fairies, but it's also things that she got from the Bible. From Scripture in the Bible that backs up that it's giving information and stuff about these angels and how you can use these inserts to actually change your life. I haven't read it completely yet. Just got it yesterday. But the lady I met the lady who actually did this, and she actually works at the Miramont Castle in Manitou Springs, Colorado. It's a really cool place. It's very active. A lot of spirits there. She has, there's also, supposedly, from what she told me, there's also a live-in fairy. They call it the Fairy Queen. So it's a wild place, too, because I've actually gone up the mountain, on the other side of the mountain, which is a little further up from where this place is at, and I've actually seen a section where there was actually these little entities in little glowy little bulbs. Because before they were fairies, because they had little humans with dragon wings. Okay. Anyway,
okay.
Dragonfly wings. That's what I was trying to say. Dragonfly wings. So if you have a chance to go to Manitou Springs. Actually, Manitou Springs is a great place, too, because we actually have seven springs here. We have these seven springs, very healing springs, at least three of them. And it's something to experience, I'm telling you. A lot of people come here and they end up actually staying here for a very long time. The people have actually taken up residency here. One guy was taken by the place so much, he actually built a house at the top of one of the ridges over here, which is approximately, if I'm not mistaken, it's about 200 feet up. And it's like you see this ridge. It's a big old, it's like looking at the Appalachian Mountains. You see the top of one of the mountains. Well, this guy built a house at the top of one of those ridges. And you can see it too, because it's like the ridge comes up to a point, basically, and there's this house sitting around the top. And I guess the Manitou Springs was actually trying to keep him from doing it. So what he did was he came up on the other side, which on the other side is another county, and he built his house up there anyway. And what he wanted to do was he wanted to bring his driveway back down into Manitou Springs, and he wouldn't let him do it. So what he did was he said, "I'm building the house anyway. I'll just make my road go down somewhere else." And he did. So we're just looking at these situations of people actually doing exactly what they want to do. The situation here is there seems like there's some things with you too that you really want to do with your life, and they're just saying you need to follow through. You can do it, can't you?
Uh-huh.
That's what they keep saying to me. So. You already know what you want to do. Just follow through. Do you have another question for us?
Did you see everything going through okay by the pregnancy and everything?
They say that yes, it will go through smoothly, but don't get caught up in the center of thinking you're eating for two, because everything you eat goes to them too. Because sometimes people have a tendency to get a little crazy with the situation, which actually can pack on some a lot of weight. And I also get the impression that you have a fluctuation with your sugar.
No, as I know. I eat pretty healthy. I mean, I try.
Well, if that's the case,
but I do like sweet, though. I do like sweet. When I was pregnant with my daughter, I ate a lot of sweet. I mean, I didn't have no problem about anything.
And the message makes sense. I know it's talking about, you know, watch it. See, the name of this book is called, just in case you didn't catch it out there, I'm going to repeat it one more time. This book
yeah,
is called Calling All Children, The Seven Magical Tooth Fairies. It's by, it's a fairy tale by Lisa and the Seven Magical Tooth Fairies. It's by a lady named Margaret Johnson. It's illustrated by Beverly Hilliard. It's a really cool book.
Okay.
It's up here. I don't know how you can get it. But if anybody wants to get that, just give me the information and I'll see what I can do. And I know her personally, so I know I get the book. So if you guys want to jump in there.
All right.
And actually, if you really want this, I'm just saying, if you want this book, it's a really cool book. It's got some scriptures in there. It explains a lot of things, too. It's each one of these seven sections. Actually, I was sitting there looking at the front part. Now I can't find it. Okay. It's amazing. All these things are just sitting right here. Now they're not.
I will mail you, and then I'll get the info about.
Mm-hmm. No, she was going over the seven. It was like the first one is the seven stars. That's in Revelations 1. And the next one was the fish in Matthew 7. And then there was the cord, which is in Exodus 4. It's actually it's the one that starts with E's. I never could say that word. L-E. I'll work on that pronunciation. But the next one's called the next angel. I guess the next tooth fairy was the reeds, which is in Exodus 2. Then the morning star, which is in Revelations 2. The rainbow is in Genesis 9. And the mustard seed is in Matthew 13. The lighting here kind of sucks. No, it's Matthew 18. And then she had a couple. And then she had a two to it. One's called the dove. That's in John 1:32, and then Romans 8:28. So what she's saying is these are like the secrets to how to actually live life and be more successful and more effective, I think is what we're saying. So check those out. Like I said, that book's called Calling All Children, The Seven Magical Tooth Fairies, a fairy tale. And it's by Margaret Johnson. Actually, that's what it says, a fairy tale. And it says, Lisa and the Seven Magical Tooth Fairies. And check it out, Margaret Johnson. Also, Debbie said she's going to, what was the, okay, I lost the track on that one. You have this, it's called Max Lipstick. I bet I got that wrong, didn't I? It's
Max
called,
product.
No, it's Max Lipstick. Yeah, Max Lipstick. She's going to give, she's donating Max Lipstick. And for anyone who donates to the show, you can get some MAC lipstick. Well, that was so hard to say for
you
some
have
reason.
To like,
but,
you have to tell, they have to, they can make a choice what color they wanted to also, so.
Okay.
But I want to thank you so much for the reading, and have a wonderful night. And I just send my mail. I hope you guys, I send it private, so I hope you guys have. So send me emails and tell me how I can send the product. I have other MAC products I can send to you, and then you guys can, next time, or next show, you guys can donate also. I mean, can, if whatever donate, you guys can tell.
Okay.
Like. All right?
No problem.
Thank you so much. A lot of blessings for you all. Good
you
night.
Too. Thank you. You have a great night.
You too.
Thanks, girl. Good night.
You're welcome.
Thank
Good
you
night.
So much.
Good night.
Good night.
There we go. Let's go on to our next caller, 814. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, Carrie. Good, how are you?
This is Carrie.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, Carrie.
Oh, you said
you
Terry.
You don't know who I am again, do you?
No, you said Terry, right?
Yeah, I missed a couple shows. My God, you forget me.
Because you called and asking about, what was that question you keep asking me about somebody else, right? Mm. I was actually going back around looking at the question that you
That's
asked me.
What I asked you about. Pardon me?
Oh, no, go ahead. I was just sitting there looking at some cards, sorry. So I was going back.
I just wanted a general reading. I did not get the job. April and I had talked through Skype practicing, you know. And she told me I wasn't getting the job. And she knew, but I could do anything I wanted.
I wanted to ask
what she meant by that. I want to hear her talk. She's getting a little better at it. Not so shy.
Yeah, I was typing.
But I also
she's always busy in the chat room. She's always busy in the chat room.
Yeah. Well, no, we were on Skype.
Okay.
Her and I were on Skype together.
Well, it's kind of great that you actually like her. I don't think Lori does. But...
Yeah, Lori doesn't like me.
Well, no, I like her.
You don't think?
Oh,
well,
I'll just give her a chance. Maybe she just get out. Huh? Yeah,
we had a big controversy there for a while, too, because... of some pictures that I put on my Facebook. Everybody kind of went up in arms about that. And I was just like...
What'd you put on your Facebook?
Well, I put some pictures of April on my Facebook.
Maybe you better tell me after.
Huh? Say again?
I said maybe you better tell me after.
Not really. We
tell
already
me
have
after
to
on Skype.
I'm just saying we already had a discussion on the radio show where we were kind of appalled by the reaction to some people about the magazine and connections and that kind of stuff. And I was like, well, you know, the one thing we was trying to say was April has actually done modeling. So the pictures are actually done by a professional. So they wasn't just something, you know, taken by someone holding a camera out and holding their phone out or something like that. And we were trying to, you know, say, okay. I said, Bell's Free Magazine. Yes, I do write for that magazine, but I put them on my Facebook because I wanted to promote her magazine. But at the same time, people going up in arms and saying, well, that might have an effect on the magazine. We were sitting there saying, well, realistically, if you think about it, it's a contradiction that we're telling people to face their fears. At the same time, people are actually allowing fears to creep into what people might think. So we were trying to sit there and put it out there. I took the pictures down anyway, but it was just, I don't like to walk around on eggshells.
How am I going to see them?
Yeah, I'm just saying. I didn't like the idea that I might have to walk on eggshells. Huh?
I walk on eggshells my whole life. Suck it up, buddy.
I'm just saying, I refuse to do that. Because, I can understand if it was a magazine, Facebook. No, I'm just saying it's my Facebook, so therefore I should be able to make the final decision on exactly what happens.
It's personal.
Look at that.
It's your personal.
But, yeah, I just have a tendency to promote the magazine and because I like that magazine, and I like what it stands for. But I don't want them to.
Maybe if you put.
Yeah, but what's so funny
maybe
about the whole thing was nobody said anything about it except for no one said anything about it except for people from the magazine. And I was sitting there going, you know something? If there was such a big problem, why didn't I hear anything about it? No one said a word. No one wrote anything. Heck, the only thing I ever heard was my ex sister in law and her opinion. We won't go into that one, but oh shoot.
Doesn't matter anyway, what you think.
I haven't.
Okay, thank you.
April, who's my spirit guide?
Who is April? Who is her spirit guide?
Okay, let's see.
Someone put the link in there for that book. Okay, thank you. I was actually wanting to find the link myself.
So that was cool.
Well, I'm not sure who the guide is, but I see a bunch of baby cherubs flying around right now.
What does that mean?
Did you say lazy cherubs?
No, baby.
Oh, baby. Okay. I was like, oh, make sure I heard
cherub.
That.
I thought they weren't nice.
Cherubs?
I always thought cherubs weren't nice.
No, it's like there's different variations. I actually read some information about unicorns. They actually have little cherub unicorns, little small ones with little wings. It's the same thing with the cherubs. They're very playful. It's like genies and leprechauns and that kind of thing. Some people think they're not good, but they just have a tendency to be tricksters and play games. That's all.
All right, Tony, why didn't I get the job? Huh?
What was the question?
No, hold on. I'm taking a drink. No, I was. Cherubs are good because cherubs are like...
taking a drink.
Like little cupids. So it's almost like the idea on the same format we were talking about before about seeing somebody else come into your life. Loving, caring, nurturing.
Yeah. Yeah, you tell me you see that.
Huh.
Yeah,
I'm not calling you a liar.
No.
I'm just like, uh-huh.
You sure about that?
No, I'm not calling you a liar.
No, I'm just saying, when I sit and look at the situation, I keep saying 6 months. But it also says sometime in the next 6 months. So I get the impression very close. But that's also something popping up around you that I just feel like this person is going to enter your life, almost like a person you run into. I'm trying to think about this thing because I was trying to look at the situation as like almost like being at Kmart or Walmart, but not being in the place, but actually running into somebody and talking to that person. I don't know. It might even be a fender bender that turns into a very strong friendship and more. Okay. Huh. Now that's what I see. So when you were having a problem with the situation, letting go of the previous situations, right? Okay. I do not know what happened there, but we lost your caller. So, Dee, what's up?
Huh.
I was actually looking
at
something.
What's up? I don't know.
Here.
I'm still here somewhere in the ozone.
Well, I was hoping for 702 to call back in because I was trying to sit there and deal with that one. And then in the process of looking at other callers, and the person, I think it was the same person that popped back in that we lost the first time. So they gave us a call here at 646, guys. 646-721-9031. And just get some calls coming in here. We're sitting here talking to Terry and trying to put some information out there that says, you're going to meet somebody different this year that's going to make you want to really walk away from where you're at because the idea of being treated like, I don't know, the idea of being treated like gold has a tendency to want you to go with that gold miner instead of hanging out with the dirt guy. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, on that, somebody's popped back into the queue.
Bingo.
Okay, 814, is this Terry?
Yes, Terry, what happened? Every time we talk on the phone, we get disconnected.
I have no idea. I was sitting there talking, and also I looked down, like, I was actually checking the chat room, and I started noticing that you're not answering. So I popped back into the queue, and then I noticed that we lost two callers.
I realized why I see, like, all those cherubins around you now. They're like little cupids. I guess they're around there trying to find you someone new so you can get out of the relationship that you're in now. They're trying to help.
Oh, they're more than just trying. They're like banging on drums, and the moon is kicking into high. What do you call that? The moon is kicking in high gear. That was what I was trying to say.
They're kicking into high gear, Donnie.
To get out of the house.
It's the idea. Let go of fear and walking away from what you got going on in favor of something 10 times better. That's right. Yeah. Oh, shoot. Son of a...
Well, if you've got cherubs flying all around you, then the new love is going to come pretty fast.
Whoa.
Okay.
Definitely fast.
No, I'm just saying. It's like the intensity of seeing what's going to happen. You know, whoa. Something to embrace yourself. For a year that's going to end in the process of just different relationships in your life that actually overshadow the one you think you have with the one person in your life, which we're trying to be a little discreet about that thing, but that's the thing I see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I pushed the wrong button again.
Work? Huh?
I'm here.
I'm here. Donnie's having problems.
Am I going to work? Yeah.
No, it was just one of those things, looking at something real clearly and going, okay, I was trying to click on something, and then it didn't work out that way. And it was like, that's what I said. Laptops are
great. I wanted to tell me the name.
You got to get yourself something that, like a mouse. Okay, this little thing they have on here. I always have this potential of missing. I keep missing my mark. This is really taking me off. Let's see.
What?
No, I was sitting looking at something real clearly. I'm trying to get some things put back in the chat room so people can actually see this book. You go to barnesandnobles.com and you'll see the 7 Magical Tooth Fairies, Margaret H. Johnson. It's a really cool book. And if you ever want to get a chance to actually visit Manitou Springs and actually visit the castle itself, she's got some amazing pictures. She's got pictures of orbs. But she actually can show you pictures of people, you know, the pictures themselves of the orbs, and then point out in the orbs themselves the little entities. There's one I saw, she had an orb where it was a little blonde girl in there, and I actually picked up on that blonde girl upstairs in the gift shop. I also picked up on the guy who actually did the masonry work of the block work in the house. He's still there. And I think one of the original people who actually was part of the people who actually drew the blueprints and actually built the castle itself. And there was just a lot of things, activities. But she actually has orbs of people's faces and people themselves in those orbs. I've seen orbs before. But this kind of takes it one step further. When you look at the situation, you say, okay, they're not specks of dust. You can't get little pictures on a speck of dust unless you got some really... That's just weird. Anyway. I'm just saying, by the end of this year, I feel like you'll be with somebody else. But it's the idea also of the situation I see is someone being very stubborn.
Me?
I feel like you. I was just sitting going, oh, my goodness. I was doing something else here. Hold on. No, I just feel like a lot of changes are coming for you. I also feel like there's blocks, and you are blocking some things because not really. It's almost like I want changes, but I'm just not wanting to have changes. You're fighting it.
I don't want to leave my house.
Well, you know something, if I had a choice to leave my house for a castle, I'd be gone in a minute.
Is it in a different area?
Mm-hmm.
Then why am I not now?
It's going to be a totally different.
Do you have another home you can go to?
What's that?
Pardon me?
I didn't hear you.
Am I going to be moving to a different area?
You're going to be moving to a different area?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, am I? Do you know the area?
Yes, you'll be definitely moving to a different area.
That's what I was talking about earlier in the chat room that I was getting, that you should go home. It was like a different home than what you have now.
I didn't understand that. Because I'm thinking, I don't have a home. This house.
Read it again.
And she's telling me to go home, and I'm like, what? Man, April, you're confusing me. I don't understand.
Go home?
Yeah, she's just saying go home. Other place is going to be your new home.
Is it in a different state?
Is it a what?
Different state.
Donnie might.
Pardon me?
No, she said she didn't know. And she said maybe I would.
No.
So I sort of picked up on the whole
Donnie
thing
might.
Tonight.
Okay.
Do you know what state should she go to? Good question. Because I'm focusing on it right now because it's the ideal. When I got to pick up on the move itself, I really didn't pick up on it being going to another state.
That was the thing I was thinking.
You said I know this person.
Oh.
Huh? You said I know this person.
No, you don't know this person. And I was sitting there saying,
I don't?
Yeah, it's like the idea, you know, making major changes in your life, which has a tendency to attract different people. And it seems like there's a lot of things going on in your life where you're thinking and focusing on exactly what you want to do. So I don't feel like it's anybody from your past or anybody you've known before. I get the impression of a totally different direction and totally different people.
Okay.
So what we got?
That's all you got.
Wasn't there some states we talked
you
about before?
You got the other day. You went.
What's that?
Huh?
No, I was asking if
you
there was some states.
The other day. No, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Smack me.
No. Wasn't there a state that you wanted to go to?
I want to go south somewhere, but not in a real far south.
Mm-hmm. You want to go south?
Yeah. I'm in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting. You have a friend in North Carolina, but you're not in North Carolina. Plus, there was
you want me to be in North Carolina.
There was a conversation that came up about Lori and everybody else saying that they saw you going to North Carolina.
Yeah.
I'll just say right now, I see a move happening, but I don't see it going to another state just yet. That's what I was saying. For some reason, it won't come up. Yeah, that's what I was getting to, and I was just going to say, everybody out there, when you give a call in here, get a reading, please do so. Give us a call at 646-721-9031. So, I'm just saying, with all the things we've talked about, Terry, there's just... I think the one thing we need to do right now is just let go and see what happens.
I was looking at his cards, too.
Then I have to have some place to go.
What's that?
I have to have some place to go. I'm not as brave as you. Like, I don't have family.
Okay, what's that got to do with it?
Well... like, I can't load my car up and leave. And
why not?
Nowhere with no money.
Okay. No, all I was saying was, it's the idea where you see a picture of you leaving that one guy that you are connected to right now behind. It also sees you. It's like walking.
Yeah.
Well, it's like you look at a situation like this. You see a hallway. You see him behind you. But the hallway actually represents the path that you've chosen and the direction you're going into. Almost like getting tunnel vision and going forward, and that's all you focus on.
Huh?
See, but see, when you look at the situation right now, you keep looking at everything.
I'm
going to
start.
Huh?
I'm going to start looking in West Virginia for jobs.
Okay.
In Morgantown.
If you feel like what you need to do, you need to follow through with it. It's like, so do it now. That's one thing I keep seeing a lot with a lot of people these days, especially this week. Everybody says, okay, I want to do this. That's okay, then do it now. Let's open our arms. Let's say one thing. I'm open to receive. When you sit there and say, I'm open to receive, it means the opportunities and everything that goes along with it in order to get to what your goal is. It's not the ideal looking at the situation and go, okay, I don't have anything to do this with. It's the ideal of focusing on the ideal, why should you do this, and what's on the other side, and then get a picture of that, even to the point of really pointing out a place where you want to go.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, where do you want to go?
I picked Morgantown because a friend lives there.
Okay.
And he said it's really becoming, you know, there's jobs there.
I don't know, guys. It's like when I moved here to Manitou Springs and all this stuff that went on with that. Everybody I met was somebody I never knew. It was one of those things of getting free of any kind of restrictions and go, okay, I don't know anybody there, but they don't know me either. So it's time to introduce.
Yeah.
The first 3 days I was here, that's all I did was shake hands and talk to people. It wasn't until after I've been here for a week I actually ran into a couple people I actually knew. But I didn't stop.
I'm not that outgoing.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's just one of those things.
If I'm at work and somebody new starts, I walk up and I say, hi, I'm Terry, and your name is, and I introduce myself, but, like, not out in public.
Well, I'm just saying, it'd be the first thing I would work on.
Okay. I mean, something. Pardon me?
Outgoing. No, I was sitting there doing the thing with the cards. I don't know where this is. Look at the situation, divine order and enchantment. That's that divine order. Everything's how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion, see the underlying order. Then we have enchantment, which is the idea of what you want. Your life to be the way it was. I guess it's before you were married, too. Kind of a hand right there.
Mm-hmm.
I always look at people and say, you know, sometimes
can you tell if my aunt?
What's that?
Can you tell if my aunt is broke?
Can I tell if your what's broke?
My ankle.
I get numb.
No?
I keep chopping. That's what I get.
Yeah.
I get the impression it's not broken.
Then I'm not going to the doctor. Okay.
You're what?
Whole bunch of money.
Right.
because then when you go, they want to take x-rays and stuff like that. I can't afford that. So, but okay, I'm going to focus on West Virginia tomorrow and start putting in resumes there. Is there a problem with my resume?
No.
Okay.
Nothing at all. It's just the idea of looking at the situation. Go to, wait, how far is West Virginia?
About 2 hours.
2 hours?
About 2 hours, yeah.
About 2 hours? I'm just saying, go, go, go. It's been like this situation, you're going to see some great deals.
You keep telling me something great's coming.
Yes. My God, man. I'm just saying, it's one of those things that you're going to have to go of what used to be and what you're comfortable with and walk away. Take a little zip down to West Virginia, go and experience some things for yourself and ask yourself what you want to do.
Yeah. Well, I was going to put resumes on online because, you know, I get the job. I'll go there.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, it's one of those things.
Because
you just let go. You roll. Yeah. Let go of those old ways of doing things and see what happens, you know? See a lot of doors opening up.
Yeah. Pardon me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not going to, like, you did, I mean, a very great thing.
You're welcome.
Get on the bus and just go. And I couldn't do that. And I think that's very brave of you. But, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
In April, I would like to chat. I'd like to chat some more on Skype.
Sure, we can.
Yeah, because sometimes I always show on Skype, but I'm not always there, so I'm not ignoring you.
Okay.
I just don't turn it off all the time.
Right.
So, yeah. But, okay. Do you see an ability, my ability coming better than it is?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just not even waste my time with it.
I do. I see it what happening all
the time. We have to listen to them when you get the gut feelings. You have to listen to them, and then they'll start coming more.
Okay. But see, I swore I had that job. And I talked to Donnie before. He swore I had the job. And after the interview, I talked to you, and you said no. Something happened after the interview, and here they have brought in the girl's friend.
They gave it to the who?
The office manager's friend.
Oh, inside source. Still hire the person who's qualified.
Yeah.
Just hire Joey's friend. That's the way it came
to
me. I've done that before, too. You're like, okay, go ahead, guys. Good business. When your business sinks because of your decisions,
yeah,
you have to blame but yourselves. It was interesting, I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, I just figured they're lost, not mine. And there's something better out there for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, yeah, Maybe I'll catch you later on Skype.
Okay.
You guys are good.
Okay, oh, more
I
like.
I enjoyed talking to you. Thank you. Oh,
And I will talk to you soon.
Alrighty.
Thanks, April. Thanks, Donnie.
Thanks for calling
bye.
In. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Uh-huh. Bye. You too. Bye.
No, I was sitting there looking at someone sitting at my Facebook. When you click on it, she said it's just white instead of going to Arthur Finney College. And I was like, okay, that's weird.
Huh?
Hello?
What's going on? Hello?
You there, Dee?
Hello, Donnie. Yeah, I'm here.
Are you?
It's a weird night.
Huh?
I say he's in another consciousness.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy with the situation, isn't it?
April there?
Yeah, she's
yeah.
there. She was there. Yeah, it's like putting some stuff
hi.
In.
Okay.
Man. Well, if you want to give a... Everybody out there listening in, if you want to give us a call, please do so. 646-721-9031. Also, let's give us, what was I going to say? Let's just give the information and we'll give it out real quickly here while we're sitting here waiting for people to call in. The information is our sponsor is Richard Palenga. He is... He has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. Please go and check out these great products because for our listeners and the people who call on the show, what he's saying is for people who donate $25, they will give you a bottle of body mist, a bottle of body wash. And if you donate $35 or more, he will also throw in a bottle of body mist. We also have another lady named Debbie. So I was trying to get the information about her, too. But she said she's going to donate MAC lipstick. And for anyone who donates to the show, she will give you a stick of the lipstick?
Yep. And it's really good lipstick, like $30 at the mall.
Okay, so it's pretty expensive lipstick. Okay, gotcha.
Wow, that's expensive.
Yeah, so if you donate to the show, and she's not specifying anything, just donate to the show. She's actually going to be sending me these products, and as soon as you make those donations, we will get the lipstick to you. So check it out. Oh, I got a headache. If anybody knows what MAC lipstick is, yeah, I guess you do, don't you, April?
Yeah. I have to wear the high quality. I can't wear Walmart makeup because it doesn't fit with my skin very well.
So this MAC lipstick is it's a good product.
Huh.
Expensive.
Yes.
So you wouldn't find MAC you wouldn't find this MAC lipstick at Walmart?
No, just department stores in the mall.
Gotcha. So it's a good product. So hey guys, well girls. If you want to get some of this MAC lipstick, just make a donation to the show, and you will get a stick of this lipstick. So she said she was also saying that she had different types. Do you remember what she said?
Different colors.
So she has variations of colors, so just give us a specification of what kind of color you would like to have. And I was trying to add more to it by saying, for each donation at $25, I will also throw in a 20-minute reading and a lip of the... I keep wanting to say lip. A stick of this lipstick. And if you donate $35 or more, I'll throw in a 40-minute session and maybe two sticks of this lipstick. Just specify your color, see if we got that going on, and then we'll get it done. And if you want to make those donations, just go to our website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com, or give us a call, 740-500-8255. 8863, because I also do private readings too as well. And right now this month we're actually having a special until the end of March, called March Midnight. I mean, March Madness is what I'm trying to say, where you can actually get a 60-minute session for $33.33. You can also get a 40-minute session for only $22.22, and also a 20-minute session for only $11.11. We also have a one-card angel reading, which takes about 15 minutes, which right now is only going for $9.99. Also, we have the sessions where we have a 90-minute to 2-hour session, or if you want to do group readings or have parties and that kind of stuff, those usually go for usually the sessions go for $135, and the group readings and parties, those fees are usually $150. But for this month, you can actually get those for only $77.77. And when we say group reading, I mean 5 or 10 of your friends. It can either be on Skype or in person, or via Skype, where we set a table up with your laptop and my laptop, where we can actually be there and people sit down in a chair and we do readings for it. And we say it's usually a flat fee of $150 for those kind of sessions. But what happens is every person is there, usually 5 to 10 people group readings. Everybody gets a full reading. It's not just a couple questions here and there. It's actually between a 20 to 40 minute session per person. So $150, pretty cheap. But at the same time, right now, like I said before, March, for this March special we got going on, all the sessions right now are only $77.77. So if you had a party and you want us to be there, just sit down and figure it out. Doesn't matter where you are in the country, we can figure out some way to actually sit down and do those sessions for you, where people can experience the readings we do, palm readings, life past life regressions, readings, whatever it is, parties. And also if you have a charity function too as well. We don't charge anything for charity functions. Just tell us where to be at, how to do it. But we can also do the same thing for you too, through Skype, through webcam, and be there and sit us up on the table. And we can sit there and do readings like we were there. It's one of those things. Just give us a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835. Or through the website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com, and we'll give you all the details. We'll set it up. We'll make it work. Also, if you want to sponsor this show, too, it's just a flat fee of $40 a month to sponsor this show. So give us a call at 740-500-8863, and we'll sit down and work out the deals. And also, if you want to advertise, we also extend the same thing to you, $40 a month to advertise on this show. Don't think you can find that anywhere else. So give us a call on the details. Okay, so we also have Dee, who does readings as well, and she also makes some fantastic jewelry. So go ahead and give them the information, Dee, so I can contact you too, okay?
Okay. For a phone reading, contact me at 207-374-5072. Email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. Contact me on Yahoo Messenger at Sherry in the Moonlight, which is S-A-E-R-Y. Contact me on MSN at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. If you're interested in jewelry, I make jewelry using stone beads such as I said before, turquoise, amethyst, moss agate, you name it, pretty much anything. I use sterling silver pendants, stone pendants, and I use a lot of the handmade hill tribe silver from the hill tribes in Thailand. So send me So if you're interested, contact me through my Spirit Window Messenger email for now, and I can send you some pictures, give you an idea of what I do. If you're interested in some chakra jewelry, I'm going to be working on doing some of that. So contact me, and I'll be happy to make something for you. If you have something special in mind, specific stones, just let me know, and we'll work something out.
Okay, and also April.
I got it all in there.
Yes. Yeah, you did. Yeah, so go ahead, April, and give them the information so they can contact you.
Okay, I do spell casting, psychic healing, and tarot reading, and I have a website in progress, which is www.aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com, and I can also be reached on Skype, which is ultraviolet0007. I accept donations of any amount. And my number is
919-600-1904. Okay. Oh. We did have a person in the queue at 951. If they call back in, I was about ready to get to you. So if you don't call back, never mind. But we'd love to do sit down and do a reading for you, so give us a call back. And also for everybody out there also listening in, give us a call at 646-721-9031. And we will be glad to sit down with you and answer a couple questions. I was actually checking the chat myself, see what's up in there. So, we actually have a lot of people in the queue. We have a lot of people in the chat. So if anybody in the chat room might have a question, please feel free to, and actually April will get it to us if I'm not paying attention. I try to.
I'm so broke, I can't afford to pay attention.
Oh, really? Well, it's one of those situations where you just put it out there and say, what is up with you? Everything will be fine. You just got to get it go. And sometimes it's the idea of a quick, clear cleansing. It's just a sneeze. And just imagine everything else gone. Okay, we have a caller on the queue, so let's go to them.
It'll be fine.
Area code 305. Welcome to the show, and how are you? And say hello to Dee and April. And what's your name?
Hello, hi, Dee and April. This is Eduardo.
Hey,
from
Eduardo.
Miami.
Hi.
How you doing?
Who?
Can you hear me?
Eduardo. Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, great. How are you guys doing tonight?
Okay, but let me ask you one question. Are you listening to us on the computer, too?
Yeah, I just turned it off, actually.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I was like, sometimes those echoes will drive you crazy.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I just turned it off.
Okay. So, how can we help you tonight?
So I was wondering if you could give me a general message.
If I can give you
something
what?
Like,
I'm sorry.
A general message?
Oh, a general message?
A general message.
Mm-hmm. You want a general message? Drink more water.
That's different
from
a general.
There's something that comes up from upstairs.
I'm just saying, man. I sit there and look at the situation. I always tell everybody, when things start coming through, just listen to them because they might sound weird. But you say, what's the general message? It says, drink more water. I don't know. For some reason, I feel like there is something there that means something of a dehydration. Okay? And also, one thing I got this with everybody tonight. And I just pull a card off the top of the deck, and it says overcoming difficulties, where it just shows that everything is behind you now, and you can learn from where you've been. So therefore, when you have more difficulties come, you can see how easy it is to surmount these things and go over, around, or maybe even through them. Because I saw that as in something that it's almost like when we let go of everything, when we cut loose the past. It's like if you see the angel card. If you see the angel card itself, it just shows the bird just floating, just basically soaring into the heavens. Light, what's that term? Light as a feather. Because actually, when I look at this bird as it's flying into the heavens, and it's leaving this trail. When you look at the trail, it looks like a feather.
Cool.
There's also another one here, too, where this is the second card I pulled out for you, which it talks about hello from heaven. It says, simply says there's a multiple of people around you, and it's saying that your loved ones are doing fine. They're, you know, but they're saying that you need to let go of your worries and feel their loving blessings around you. It's almost like they're giving you messages, whispering in your ear, trying to actually... I want to sit there and say, actually leave a lot of these situations behind you.
Okay.
And then the third card was freedom. So that's just a confirmation and to let go of the past, let go of things that are attached to you, people and things like that. Because there's things like there's a couple of friends that you've been thinking about letting go, and there's a reason why.
Uh-huh. So it's... Yeah, actually, I've been thinking about, I'm in the process of wanting to finish a business relationship with a friend, Then I have this other business that I want to, I'm not sure if I can continue doing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe let it go as well. I guess a couple of things are coming to an end.
I'm just saying, I'm getting a big old thing here where it's just a clear the clutter thing. Even to the it's a clear the clutter. Just clearing things out of your life,
okay.
Realizing they no longer contribute to your happiness. They no longer contribute to what you're trying to do with your life. And I picked up on two people and two situations, so therefore, it's just the idea, if you're thinking about letting them go, that's because you've already gotten the guidance that's come to you, almost like an uncle whispering in your ears, you know, kick them to the curve, something like that.
Yeah, I think that's probably what's happening. That's a good message.
Yeah, because that's what it got. Kick him, I mean, it was like it was almost like a real kind of a stern man saying, kick him to the curve.
Okay. That'll do. Good message. Yeah, because that's what I've kind of been getting, and but I haven't taken any action yet, you know.
Okay.
It's been hard to. I'm trying to finish the business relationship with a friend of mine, and we're kind of on a standstill right now because either he buys me or I buy him out, and but nothing's happening. But I get a feeling that, you know, come this beginning of April, things will, once the Mercury retrograde is over, I guess things will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just bide your time. I think it's one of those things right now. Just, I don't think there's really anything you can do that you've already done. So it's the idea of just allow things to fall into place. Plus, are you having any kind of relationship issues right now with a girl?
No, not really. Not really. I mean, my wife is dealing with some health issues, but I think we're finally found a path for her to heal those things, the emotional things that are causing the problems.
I just sense that you should be spending more time with her.
I see. That always helps.
I'm just saying, there seems like there's sometimes that she's, I also see a communication gap here too, where it's like there's things that she's expecting you to do, in the process she thinks that you're breaking her heart, because she wants you to be there for a lot of things that are going on. But I also feel like she has a hard time conveying those things to you too, so therefore you wouldn't know what's up. So I think it's one of those things that I would look at my romance cards and say it's time to sit down for a heart to heart. To actually get those out in the open so you can actually be there more for her, because I feel like, from what I can pick up with you, if you knew those things, you would definitely try to correct them. Correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so it's just, that's all I keep getting here, it's a communicational thing. I don't think she has a hard time communicating her needs. So I would say readings are good for giving us a little insight to approach conversations that should have been done before that we felt certain things with, but now we have a confirmation with. This make a big difference.
Yeah, indeed. I think, and I think you're right. She does have a little trouble expressing herself. So
yeah. So all we want to do here is just, you know, say okay, let's sit down and talk. No thing sitting here want to beat you up there, buddy. I swear, because I've seen a lot of this situation where I had a lady come to me one time, and she said, this guy is this, 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 and this. And I said, okay, have you told him this? And she's like, no. Should I? I said, well, I think I can solve this one in about 5 minutes. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, I think if you tell him this instead of telling me, that you're going to find out that you do have a loving husband who just didn't know. We do have a tendency to get caught up in our lives. Am I right or wrong? We have a tendency to get caught in the moment and situations that are going on, and we just don't realize sometimes that maybe we are neglecting people, but at the same time, they notice it. They should bring it to our attention. That's what we call communication. So, and actually, April did pick up on the medical card, too, so that was kind of crazy. That was definitely a confirmation of what we're talking about with communication.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think everybody should keep their eyes open for April. I think she's going to be doing some phenomenal things here. Because she just, the more she really puts herself into this whole thing, the more she just keeps getting better and better and better, when she's going to blow people's socks off, I'm telling you.
Cool.
So, But I'm just saying, with your situation, man, just look at her and say, okay, is there anything I'm not doing? And just tell me right now because I want to correct it.
Okay. That's
and
a good
the
advice.
Situation, and everything else that's going on in your life, it's the same directness. Because you have that directness with everybody business-wise and certain things in your life. But when it comes to your relationships, you're kind of like, I don't know what I should do here. It's the same thing. Just be yourself. Because your wife fell in love with who you are. So don't stop being that.
Okay.
All right?
All right, man. That's a good message. And I guess, you know, in terms of the relationship that I should be ending, I mean, one, there's nothing I can do right now until I agree to terms with my partner.
Okay.
Either he bites me out or I buy him out.
Right. I'm just saying what's going to happen is an opportunity is going to present itself, and you'll know which way to go when it happens. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, you're right. You really don't. I mean, right at this moment, I'm telling everybody all the time, I said, if you're sitting there at 2 o'clock in the morning worrying about something you can't do nothing about at that moment, then you have
yeah.
false worry and energy that you're wasting right then and there. So go to bed and focus on having a good night's sleep. And then get up in the morning and go, okay, what are we going to do today? I'm just saying, when the matter
yeah.
presents itself, that's the time to do something. If nothing
yeah.
presents itself, there's nothing to do. But society has a tendency to say, well, you got all these bills. You could do something about it. What's there to do? We just have
yeah.
to let things play themselves out. Yeah, that's the doing part, from crazy doing people. And I always say, we need to get the balance between doing and being, too, because they're equally important. But if you don't get any kind of guidance that tells you anything, then there's nothing to do. But when there is, you know, throw yourself completely into it. But until that moment, enjoy your life, okay?
Great. All right. Thanks very much, my friend. That's
oh,
message.
You're welcome. Please give us a call back and tell us how things are going. You get a chance, man, please sit down and do a reading with me. I'd love to do a past life for you, okay?
All right, cool.
All right.
You have the link here, right?
Yes. I do. So I want
you to
do it, and thank you. I appreciate your call. And either way it goes, we'd still like to hear from you and to get an update on what's going on in your life, okay?
Thanks very much. Have a good night.
No, you too. Bye-bye now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That note.
I wish I could have got him to talk more because everyone was commenting on his accent. They loved it.
Everybody in the chat room? The chat room seems to be more full than the queue, which that's good for you. Okay. All right. We can't do that now. someone was suggesting that we do angel card, pull an angel card for everybody in the chat. Why don't you do me a favor? Send a message into the chat, April, because you type faster than I do, and tell everybody I will pull a card for everybody. But I can't really, won't be able to hear me, so you have to type it to them. So just tell them we're going to pick each person's name and stay right there, and we'll pull a card out for them, okay? Can you do that for me?
Yes, I'm doing it now.
Okay. Okay, for the person in the chat room, the one that starts with an L, April, Les.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That one I'm doing right now. I'm pulling a card as we speak, okay?
Okay. I'm going to pull one, too.
Okay. A little silence, too. I was wondering. Also, D, I pulled one for you real quick already, and the card was abundance.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So it shows that a lot of things that are happening, one thing is definitely going to change is your abundance is going to increase. Something about your attitude has changed, where you're focusing on more. Okay, with what's your, with the, April? She's counting the dots on it. I pulled a card for her. It's support. Okay? This card here, give a definition to it real quick. Support clarity means the God and the angels and the Ascended Masters who love and protect and guide you are watching over you right now. You're not alone. You feel like you're alone, but you're not. And you're safe. So this is the card is actually indicating it's okay to make some changes, make different directions, because they're basically, it's almost like being protected. You say, okay, if you're feeling like that's what you need to do, actually it's guidance coming through, telling us exactly what you need to do, and you need to follow through. So this card also assures you that you are part of an awesome and powerful team of deliberate beings. It shows a lot of support here, too. You see the card itself. It's purple, which is very healing. It also shows angels, guides, Indian guides. It just shows a lot of support and almost like a focus of a very positive energy field around you because of these entities. But it also says the idea of guidance is everywhere, even in the stars. It shows the stars, the angels themselves. And then we sit here and look at the angels and the guides and everything else is in this picture. Also, sit there and say, as they have their hands out, and you can see energy within their hands. So you definitely see it as something they're trying to do, as in guiding you with information. And also, they're sending you any healing energy. And it's almost like anything that crosses your path that has to do with anything, paying attention to horoscopes and stuff like that. But it definitely shows angels, guides, I guess you would say the goddess, if you're that, and those Indian guides. And this one is what this one lady in particular focuses on, which is kind of being brought to my attention from the rest of them, is the fairy realm. Because it shows a very strong connection here with nature, but it also shows the ideal of the I see dragon wings, and I see fairies. And I guess I was sitting there saying this is the queen of the fairies. It's a very powerful card. Because I was sitting there looking at this and going, okay, this is basically by drawing this card, your angels and guides are asking you to talk to them more frequently too as well. Have mental conversations with them. Just sit there and focus and meditate as you're meditating. Just really open up and just really go with the whole thing. Whatever it takes you, it's like just relax yourself. Sage the place. Put crystals in your hands. Whatever you can do to get that state of meditation where you can connect with your angels and guides and everyone around you. You'll see that would pop out. Okay, that's that one. Also, with the angel, I was going to pull up the meeting too. Be on the angel, I was going to say it was abundance. Where it was going over. Here we go. It's the angel of abundance. Okay. This card says, a new flow or support is coming to you right now. Ask your angels to help you release fears about scarcity so that you can enjoy this increased abundance. Your messenger angels announce the arrival of an inflow of abundance coming your way. The source of all abundance is God, and you at some level had faith that the Creator would supply your needs. Your faith, even if it was small, trigger the abundance that is manifesting for you now. Keep your faith, as it will ensure a steady flow of support materializing. Psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, and intellectually. A wonderful affirmation to help you stay in the stream of a steady flow of abundance is, I accept good graciously into my life. All my needs are met abundantly for me now and always. All right, just go on to our next person, which not too many people back in there, man. Send a message to guest 15644.
I thought you were going to read Lissar Bruce.
I just did. Her card was support. D's was abundance.
I thought that whole thing was for D.
No, no, no. The support card was hers, but abundance was for D. Okay?
Okay.
Can you
interpret the support card so I can type it?
Okay. Oh, you want to go over it again?
Sorry.
That's okay. We won't fire you this week. Okay.
You want to be nice.
Uh-huh. Okay. There it is. Read it real quick for you. Support. It says, God and the angels and the ascended masters who love, protect, and guide you are watching over you right now. You are not alone, and you are safe. So the choices and things that you're doing right now, you need to follow through to them. It says this card assures you that you are part of an awesome and powerful team of deliverance beings. They surround, guide, and love you constantly. If you are in danger, they will intervene with warnings or life-saving measures. If you are afraid, they will confront you with the energy of divine love. If you are confused, they will whisper guidance into your ears. So listen. By drawing this card, your angels and guides ask you to talk to them more frequently. Have mental conversations with them about everything, and you will soon see evidence of their existence. Soon, the angels will enlist you to help others. If you ever feel doubtful about your ability to help others, ask the angels to help you release their fears. Also, the thing I got the most with that one, too, was it was talking about there's fears and things and doubts about connecting with the angels. And the angels are just acknowledging you that the conversations and things have been going on, they've heard everything you said. It's just the idea of doing more techniques and looking at the situation, because I was looking at that card too, because what it says, the card itself is purple. It's got all the angels. It's got the earth and all these angels and guides and all the spiritual support around you. But it also indicates Indian guides, the queen of the fairies. There's also ancient ancestors with you too. It shows loved ones around you. It shows angels and ascended masters, and they're all helping you. And they also have their hands extended out to you, too, because of a major healing that's going on, because you've been hurt, and the heart still needs to be healed. So the situation's been going. But we also see stars and constellations, where they're also saying that signs are all around you to help you, guide you, and put you through, because these angels and guides and stuff that are around you are pointing these out, but they're also using those to get signs to you to keep going. All righty?
Okay.
All right. Like we said before, we're going to sit here and pull out a card for guest 15644. Okay. We're going to shuffle real quick, give an answer, give him a card. Okay. Glad you're coming on the boundary. All right. Here we go. Couple shuffles. One more. And there's evidence of angels all around you right now. And I get the impression that you're going to see angels as much as feel them around you here in the next weeks or so. Just keep working with it. They're going to materialize. It's almost like helping you let down the resistance if they're there. All right. Okay, here we go. And the answer is the Daily Devil. Okay. This one here is this card here says, Hello from Heaven. This card here says, Archangel Azrael. That's spelled Azrael. Okay, it says, Your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of worries and feel their loving blessings, which basically is the idea of opening up and listening to them as they whisper guidance into your ears. Because they've been talking to you for so long. And It seems like there's a lot of family members around you. Doesn't drive you crazy when you try to get something out? Let's see. I was actually trying to find the extended version, too. Here it is. Hello from heaven. It says here, your loved ones aren't far away. In fact, they're quite near. Right next to you, right by side. Indication of left side. Left side guidance from loved ones. In your quiet moments, you can feel their presence. But you can also hear it. They really are true visitations of them coming to you. And they ask you to trust that, too, as well. To open up to feel their presence even more. Because it's like your intuition. The more you listen, the more you actually strengthen your own intuition, your own abilities, because you're picking them up. This will help you also see other messages for yourself to actually start listening to yourself. You may notice dream visitations from deceased loved ones. Take notice. Know that your loved ones are happy, free of all suffering, and they want the same for you. Your loved ones want you to work with your guardian angels to help you be peaceful. So watch for other signs from heaven. So open yourself up. When you look at the situation of the card itself, it's actually indicating an angel with a light, where it basically the light is reflecting on the path to choose, but also realize that you let go, and that's what they're asking you to do too, to let go so you'll have peace within your own life. Okay? I guess I'm expecting a response or something. I'm just saying that this card here is just showing the angel's wings wide open, but it's almost like you should do the same thing with your arms as well. To open yourself up to receive exactly what's going to happen. Because there's a lot of things coming to you at this time, which I think is why they're letting go. Because a lot of times when we hang on to pain and suffering, a lot of things that we're going through, we have a tendency to miss opportunities that are coming to us. So that's what they're trying to do, is clear the clutter, clear the space, clear your mind, clear your heart. So therefore, when these opportunities come to you, they're right there. Alrighty? And then we have Debbie Conway. I don't know. Should we do that one, too? I was trying to figure out if she said she's going to be listening or not. Just go ahead and pull a card for Terry in the chat. Real quickly. And then we'll go on to Debbie and send her a message, too. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. I feel like it's the last shuffle. And we're going to cut the deck and we're going to pull the card out right now. And here we go. And the answer is the Daily Double. Okay, this one here, this is a card for Terry. This is the creative writing card. It's the idea that she needs to sit down and start writing this stuff out that she wants to do to realize that maybe this is the reason why it keeps talking about make time. To let go of old habits, old patterns in favor of what's going on. And quit saying, I can't do. And see what happens when you do. Make time to write down in your journal thoughts, things that you want to do, manifestations, write it out in detail, and go for it. Also, it wouldn't hurt to actually start writing again, because it indicates that you used to write too as well. When we look at the situation, let's look at the ideal extended version in our book, Creative Writing. Well, it's not Creative Writing book, but it's the Angel book. This is actually cards are coming from the Archangel's deck. I was sitting there trying to pull it up because creative writing is a very important thing because it can actually cover so many things. Not just the idea of writing in your journal, but it can also help you point out describe and see things right in front of you that you can say, okay, I see all these things that I've been, I just wrote in front of me that tell me I can do this. I can definitely do this. So you just follow through. Okay, and it's kind of basically the extended version says, your soul longs for creative expression through writing. Archangel Gabriel says that she can help you schedule this activity. Just work with your angels to actually put this together. Honor your inner nudges that guide you to write. The writing may be your own enjoyment, and it seems like there's a lot of enjoyment that goes along with that too. But it seems like the more, it's like the idea of writing down self-expression things just to get them out of your head, get them on the paper. So therefore, it's almost like a form of therapy. As you work with your consciousness and the connection with your angels, it's like the things just start flowing onto the page. Like we're such say, with when you as you work with your connection to the written word, you may receive divine guidance to write again, because it talks about writing an article or a book. See, there's a lot of writing that goes in here. Call upon Archangel Gabriel to help you at any time, to guide you through this, even to give yourself a motivation to basically process, to go through and take care of the situation. I mean, when you sit and look at the angel itself, it shows a lot of brightness. It also shows a lot of light and energy on your forehead with the information that's coming through. So we can definitely see a book that could come through this. Also, there's blues and yellows. So it shows a lot of success. It also shows the words that you put down could also help others too as well to deal with what you're going through to actually help them get out of their situations even quicker. All right. Let's go on here. Okay, then we're going to pull a card for Debbie. All right? Let's see here. I'm screaming. I'm joking. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to shuffle one more time. Yes, we're going to shuffle one more time. We can make it as exciting as we want to, but you know the ideal, when you're tired, you know what I'm saying? Let's cut the deck, and now we're going to be pulling out an angel card, healing with the angels. This one here is focus. So Debbie seems like there's a thing going on in her life where it's just the idea she needs to just focus and follow through. When we look at the extended version, the extended meaning, focus. I just have, there we go, focus. But focus, what it says here is focus. Think about what you want, not what you, what don't you, okay? It says focus on what you want, not what you don't want, okay? Now, I always recommend that you sit here and write a list of the things you don't want, and then burn it, and then forget about it, and then start focusing on what you do want, and just maintain that path and just keep going, all right? Guard your thoughts carefully, because they create your experiences. And the idea of catching yourself saying, thinking and not, and just criticizing yourself and saying, oh, I can't do nothing. You're criticizing yourself when you say you can't do something. So take that and catch yourself and go, okay, we're not going to do that anymore. Okay? Sometimes it seems that our thoughts choose us, but this is never the case. We always choose our thoughts every moment. Our thoughts always have an effect, and there are no neutral thoughts. One half second before you hold a thought, you decide to hold it. So, with practice, you can learn to monitor and alter your thoughts. This is the equivalent of putting your hands on the steering wheel of your life by taking this one little thing and saying, okay, we're not going to let that happen anymore. Okay? Also, you may believe that your concentration abilities are impaired, yet the infallible mind of God is within your own mind. You can experience remarkable feats of concentration by affirming, I am now able to focus my mind at will. I hold only loving thoughts, and my angels act as my gatekeeper in establishing a steady stream of thoughts of love. So be it, so it is. And there we go. So on that note,
my head.
Okay, I'm going to say it one more time.
I've never, like, typed so fast in my life. And I cannot spell Z. I always put T-E-H.
Uh-huh. Oh. No problem. Hold on. Going to go crazy, going to go crazy. Sometimes we start to look at things and get nuts, you know? I don't know why. We just do. Okay. What'd you say, April? I'm sorry. I was like, something else caught my mind. I was like, what the heck?
I said I couldn't spell B. I always put T-E-H.
T-E-H. Teach?
Yes.
T-E-A-C-H.
That's like the most common typo.
Okay, no problem. Actually, April, if anybody's IM'd you in the chat room?
No.
Okay, what I'm saying, when people IM you in the chat room, that little box pops up. When they leave the room, you go down there on the right side, there's a little arrow. You click on it, and it will sit there and say, let me click on it real quick. It will sit there and say, ignore you profile or BTR profile. What you do is you push on profile, and you can actually change that little, you see right next to your, where it says psychic X journey man, you got a little thing, looks like a strike of lightning.
Yes.
Yeah, they actually have avatars. You can change that too. You see mine changed? It's like a little pirate.
Uh-huh.
What you do is when someone comes into the room, you click, when they leave the room, you can click on that right next to it and change that. But you can't change it until someone actually IMs you. And when they do, and then when they leave the room, only when they leave the room can you actually pull that up and change the avatar. Because if you do it before they leave the room, all you do is nothing. It doesn't work for you. It's kind of weird how they do that. But you can change that. Let's see. Ba-da-ba-da-ba. With that said, let's go back to the queue and see if there's anybody in there. Well, Terry's still there. I don't know if she's still there. Terry, how you doing? Terry? You think Terry fell asleep? April?
She's still in the chat room. She's talking. I don't know why. Well, she's using her Google phone, I know.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, she's not there anymore. All right. No problem. That's it. Just tell everybody good night. Type in the chat room, good night. Have a good night. Join us tomorrow morning, I think. That's a good question. Let's find out. Today's the 25th. I was actually trying to find out about our other show for tomorrow. That's not working. All right. Jenny, let's try this again. That was not good. What the heck did I just do? Okay, I must hit some kind of button. Jane Cameron showed up. I don't know what that was all about. What the? I have lost. Oh, there we go. Did everybody leave? April, are you still in the chat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, but
everyone's still here.
Okay, to everybody said, hey, thank you guys. Good night. And may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day.
and give love where love is given. Y'all have a good night, and we'll see you. I think it's tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. We have another show coming on. I was actually trying to pull it up on my account and trying to get that information real quick so you could give it to him in the chat room. There we go. And it's pulling up slow. There it is. All right, just check up. Yeah, the 26th, March 26th at 11 a.m. Hey, let's talk about the real Atlantis, alien or human. Also, give us a call. The same number is 646-721-9031 if you want to call and get a reading, because we're still doing readings, too. All of our formats of shows and that kind of stuff, we still do readings, so therefore get in there. And for the daytime show, people, if you call in and you're the 10th caller, you will get a free 40-minute reading. Angel cards and all. So jump on that, too. That's for our callers in the morning. And next weekend, on Friday, we're going to be extending the same offer for the 10th caller. You will get a free 40-minute reading. So give us a call on that whole thing. And good luck on the winning part. Also, we do readings. I do private readings. So give me a call at 740-500-8863. And we'll give you all the details about all these things going on. Plus, we have a lady named Debbie. Did you ever find out what Debbie's last name was?
It says Debbie Conway Haynes.
Debbie Conway Haynes? She said that, yeah, she's saying if you donate to the show, and I was actually extending it saying if you donate to the show, $25, I will give you a 20-minute reading, and you will get a stick of lipstick. Max, it's called Max Lipstick, right? Okay? And if you give a $35 donation or more, well, I'll throw in a 40-minute session and two tubes of, would it be tubes or sticks? A stick of lipstick. Good question, huh? All right. Just give us a call. We got lipstick, okay? Lipstick. So make your donations. Also, we have a sponsor, Richard Palenga, who actually has a website called Divine Body Wash. Go check out his products because he's offering to our listeners and callers, if you donate $25, it will give you a bottle of body mist, a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he will also throw in a bottle of body mist. So go check out the great products he's got on that website, divinebodywash.com, and I guarantee you, donate to the show, get a great product, and help us to keep giving out the message. And thank you all for being here, and have a good night. Let's see. Okay. I lost it. Where'd it go? You're welcome. Did you? I gotta hit the button again. Let's go back to. Oh, shoot. Why does it do that? Let's see here. All right. Let's kick it.